Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. Nashville may be more buggy this year during a record warm spring. Insects like ants and moths and arachnids like ticks and spiders could be more active. But at the same time, WPLN's Caroline Eggers reports, the drought may be suppressing some bug species.
April was the hottest on record for Nashville, and March was the second hottest. That may mean more bugs, according to Belmont University entomologist Steve Murphy.
Their development can be accelerated by warmer temperatures, and we have had those even though it's been dry.
Nashville has also been in severe drought, which could lessen or delay some bugs. Take mosquitoes. Murphy says for new babies to hatch in the spring, the eggs rely on either standing water or for creeks and rivers to go up during a heavy downpour, like the one last week.
The eggs can handle the being in the dry longer. They just have to wait until they're immersed in water.
The National Pest Management Association forecasts more ticks, chiggers, and mosquitoes in southern states this year. But Murphy says that's not exactly reliable, as it's hard to generalize for an area bigger than a city. Spring warmth, however, is one of the more consistent indicators of bug activity. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.
Gas prices are climbing fast as a result of the war in Iran. In response, neighboring Kentucky's governor has declared a state of emergency. That allows him to activate anti-price gouging measures and freeze the state's gas tax, holding off on an increase that was set to go into effect this summer. Governor Andy Beshear is also attempting to temporarily cut the tax by 10 cents, and he's asking Congress to do something similar on the federal level. You'll find more news at WPLN.org or on the NPR app.